we're back, and you're listening to the Intel Hub. Our website is theintelhub.com. Don't forget to check out our great sponsors such as Godlike Productions, godlikeproductions.com. And if you need help solving your debt problems, check out freetoprosper.com. Right now, we got Vinny Eastwood with us from the Vinny Eastwood Show. His website is VinnyEastwoodShow.com.
That's the VinnyEastwoodShow.com.
The VinnyEastwoodShow.com. How are you doing, Vinny?
Well, like I always say, bro, my party line, I'm always somewhat fabulous, or at the very least borderlining on fabulous.
Absolutely. So what have you been up to lately? How's New Zealand?
Well, it's great, man. We've basically locked into the death grip of the New World Order that's threatening to choke the life out of everybody simultaneously through legislation, the food supply, and the air quality. It's awesome.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. You
know? And by comparison to everywhere else, you know, we're suffering way less. You know, like in my home cities, this is the great one. It's like a company, local government minister, Rodney Hyde, like a libertarian, you know, oh, the state shouldn't take control of everything, you know. And he says, all right, well, you know how there's these seven different councils that rule this one big area called Auckland City? Well, what I'm going to do is big governments onto it, turn them into one big government substructure, and then appoint all the people that make all the financial decisions in the city myself.
So what else is going on? How's the weather down there right now? What's it like?
Oh, well, you know, it's quite nice and sunny outside. You know, chemtrail or two floating in the breeze. Beautiful.
Absolutely. How's your economy holding up?
It's basically been flushed into the sewage system like a damp rat.
Nice. Yeah, ours is like that up here. I mean, you know, it's getting pretty weird. California's about ready to fall off into the ocean. You know, the list goes on.
Yeah, our finance minister, Alan Bollard, I saw this big picture of him in the paper the other day underneath this enormous headline, Tough Grind for New World Order. And I love it when you see it in the paper, just stark it in your face like that, because it just cracks you up, you know. And basically he's saying that we're going to have a double dip recession and blah, 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 blah. And meanwhile, he hints that we're already in a mega depression and the unemployment lines are filling up like there's no tomorrow. On top of that, we've had this enormous earthquake off in Christchurch, and many people are being scammed as we speak by insurance companies, contractors, and the government themselves, who have just passed legislation to allow building without any council consent until later dates. And I'm still waiting to hear out on the information if they've applied that just to the crisis zone where the emergency has been declared, or the entire country, which I believe would allow certain loopholes for many dodgy building permits.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's definitely the case going on there, I bet. How did you feel that earthquake, Vinny? Did you feel that where you are?
Absolutely not. I was way, way north of the country on that particular day. But you recall that morning, I get up at about 5:30 in the morning to do my show from 6 a.m. till 8 a.m. local New Zealand time, which is, 1 till 3 central. And I woke up, and I have my alarm clock set to national radio. You know how you have in New Zealand, we have the state broadcaster. And the first thing I heard when I woke up in the morning was, we've had a big quake in Christchurch. And I was like, oh, well, that's very interesting. Who do I know in Christchurch? As it turns out, I knew one of the mayoral candidates, Blair Anderson, from mildgreens.blogspot.com, and had an emergency teleconference with him.
Oh, yeah.
Brought him on the show, and he was being knocked about and shaken about while he was on the phone to us, giving us his reports. There were so many shocks going on down there. At 4:30 in the morning, everybody in the entire city, bar my sister's baby, as it turns out, woke up to shaking.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was rocking really hard too, man. My mate Blair Anderson, his trailer moved like 3 meters. It was like 9 feet, you know?
Yeah, that's quite a bit. That's quite a bit.
And now, you know, about 20% of Christchurch houses, this is a city of a little over 250,000 people, 20% of those houses are uninhabitable. And then after the quake, Well, basically, Christchurch is the worst place to live in anyway, regardless of whether or not the weather's fine or anything. It's just a terrible place to live. But, of course, I'm from the northern part of the country, so I'm liable to say that, aren't I?
You know, I was thinking, I was talking about this BP oil spill with Dr. Leonard Horowitz. He was just on. We talked briefly about this doomsday seed vault, the former pandemic that we had going on here in 2009. But this BP oil disaster, Vinny, what's your opinion on this BP oil spill?
I've interviewed Stan Deo and Kerry Cassidy, Jonathan Eisen from Uncensored in New Zealand, brilliant, brilliant researcher, and all these people are saying the same thing, that it's one of these big extinction-level events that the New World Order is trying to bring about so that they can go ahead with their population reduction sooner rather than later. Because of the advent of the truth movements and the internet undermining them, this is my opinion, of course, they've had to accelerate their plans for world extermination, and this is the result.
Yeah, I feel like that too in my gut on this one, and I felt that from day one. And just evaluating it, looking at what's going on, how it's a militarized operation, just all of these things are just adding up. And I feel that in my gut as well. You know, my producer Alex just sent me this article, and this could be something like part of Project Bluebeam. And me and Dr. Horowitz even briefly mentioned this, but there's this retired NORAD officer. His new book predicts a tentative worldwide UFO display on October 13th of 2010. A newly published book by retired NORAD officer predicts October 13th, 2010 as a tentative date for a fleet of extraterrestrial vehicles to hover for hours over the Earth's principal cities. The author says that this event is the first in a series intended to advert a planetary catastrophe resulting from increasing levels of carbon dioxide in the Earth's atmosphere, dangerously approaching critical mass. If this is actually true and this is part of Bluebeam and they actually go on to do this, Vinny, to try and get their cap and trade or carbon taxes, this is absolutely insane. What do you think about it?
I know. It's like the producer, well, like Alex said, you know, it's comical, really. It's like, you see? The majority of extraterrestrial scientists agree that the planet is warming due to CO2. This is an excerpt from the ETCC, you see, the Extraterrestrial Climate Coalition. You know, I mean, what are these people, like, playing at? Come on.
Yeah, it's like, okay, they want to convince us that ETs now want carbon tax.
Because that's obviously a really ethereal solution to pollution, isn't it? You know, as opposed to all the free energy technology they must have if they can travel the universe. No. We don't want that. No.
Well, you know, the ETs do want a carbon tax because Al Gore is reptilian.
Oh yeah, I love the little story about how he bought beachfront property in San Francisco with his carbon tax dollars. You know, San Francisco, maybe San Francisco's gonna flood.
Man, there's just all sorts of stuff going on, Vinny. They got this new skin-eating virus coming out. Firefighter died from a different form of it here in Georgia. And I was looking at pictures of this, and this thing looks pretty mean, man. They got this NDM1 going around. They're calling it a superbug. Horowitz says it's a psychological operation. But I don't know what to think about this. I just don't want any of my skin to fall off. So I'm kind of like, you know.
Yeah, not wanting your skin to fall off is quite a healthy, you know, instinct, you see. You know, and it's just part of all these bioweapon scares. You know, I've heard an awful lot about this, and I think almost all of it has credibility, that the governments and the Rothschilds and all these other scumbag bankster filth mongers that are all over the world drinking their fluoride and aspartame are designing up all these super bugs and super weapons just to see what'll happen, you know, just to test it on people, you know. Oh, well, yeah. I'm the super. We'll release this one during winter so people will think it's the flu. Or we'll do this one over here during summer so people will think it's something else. You know? You know, it's practically transparent how disgusting the methodology is. It's like, the biggest crisis we could possibly conceivably have is of best benefit to us, because the more fear everybody has, the less decision-making capability they possess. Oh, yes, Watson, it's elementary. You know, for goodness sake, what are these people going to grant us next in their legal ramifications? Prima nocta?
Sometimes I feel like Dr. Evil's running the world. Straight out of Austin Powers. You know, what do you make of all this? I'm assuming you guys get chemtrails down there just like we get up here.
The same things that are happening in the States are happening here, just in different ways, in different shapes, different phases. The plan is global, so it affects everybody to a certain extent, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I mean, we've got police state measures coming in here, extra surveillance bills that are saying that 70 different government agencies, including such obvious intelligence agencies as the Pork Board and the Beef Board, you know, people who are asked to take care of the conditions of meats around the country and regulate those things, will be able to come into your house without any warrants, put cameras in your house, and surveil you indefinitely without a warrant.
Well, it's just like the schools up here, you know, they issue laptops to the kids, then they activate the cameras on it, and they spy on them at home, and they think it's great, and they just announce that they do it, and they're just like, oh, yeah, we just openly
like
spy on everyone, and we're spying on your kids in their own bedrooms in their house, and they just think that's fine, it's great.
And similar stories aired here on local news, you know, and people say, oh, it's a coincidence. It's for goodness sake. All right. There's clearly links between all of these things going on. And you'd have to be, as a farmer said to the medical profession of late in our news media, you'd have to be a bit thick to not see the connection.
Yeah. I just don't get it. You know, people, you know, but it's for our safety. It's great, and we should just accept it. And, you know, we need them spying on our kids in their own bedrooms through the laptop because it's for their safety. There could have been an intruder in the house or something. Absolutely ridiculous. What's your opinion on Obama, Vinny?
Oh, I call him Barack O'Barry because, You know, Barry Satora. I mean, we shouldn't take this clown seriously, really, should we? In fact, Jonathan Eisen, a friend of mine, the editor of Uncensored Magazine, probably the only real alternative magazine here in this country, you know, full color, the whole ball of wax competes there with Time Magazine. He says that basically, what's the difference between Bush and Obama? Right. There's no patentable difference. They've got the same bankster representatives in the last cabinet that they got in this one, all of them former Goldman Sachs employees. And look at who financed them, a consortium of private banks, the precise same people who funded McCain, except they only funded McCain half as much as they funded him.
Meanwhile, Meanwhile, the American people won't figure it out. You know, they just keep bouncing back and forth, Democrat, Republican, Democrat, thinking that, you know, it's just a basically it's this big dog and pony show, and they want to pick the best winner.
I actually disagree with you. I have more faith in the American people. I don't think that they won't wake up. I think that they will. Right. And I think it's that that old spirit of the West is going to come back in a big, big way, you know, because every time when there's been these major crises, the country has come together. All right. And we experience this in Christchurch now after the quake as well. All these communities, all very disparate, you know, barely know each other and they're all real silly or whatever the heck. They all of a sudden come together all for one, all for each other right then, because it's exactly what needed to happen. All right. And I have no reason to suspect that the same is not true of the United States. I believe the people in the United States care about their neighbors, but they just don't care quite enough to go and say hello to them every day or even at all. But get you in an emergency and you are all holding hands every time. Just after 9/11. Didn't you all unite?
Oh, yeah. And hopefully, people will really wake up to this all of a sudden, and we can just go after these globalists and just hammer them. Who do you think the next puppet's going to be that they roll into office? What's your opinion?
The next puppet? I think Obama's up for re-election, and I think he's going to win, same way George W. did back in the day, because the American public haven't got quite ticked off enough. All right. Merrill Lynch, okay, they employed our prime minister, who was head, who was on the Federal Reserve Board for 2 years in charge of derivatives, one of the people most directly responsible for the banking crisis, right? Mm-hmm. He becomes prime minister of New Zealand, incidentally, right? And then Obama does the exact same thing in the United States by giving the bankers all bailouts, right?
Yeah.
So the entire point of these people coming into our head offices is to destroy the country. Every politician's job is the precise opposite of their job description. If you are a prime minister or a president, if you are the commander-in-chief, your job description is you're supposed to lead the country into safety and prosperity. Therefore, your actual job is to lead the country into the direct path of the nearest iceberg and plunge that puppy down.
No, you're absolutely right. Everything's exactly the opposite of what it's supposed to be. It's either, if it's supposed to be right side up, it's upside down. If it's supposed to be left, it's right. I mean, our whole system's like that over here, though, Vinny. The criminal justice system, anything and
you're
everything
telling
me you can imagine. Yeah,
you're
it's like, me. Okay, it's like, you know, the illegal immigration thing. You know, I hate to say this, but yeah, if I'm crossing the border illegally into Russia, I'm sorry, it's going to be shoot 'em on sight. I'm going to get shot on sight. I don't know why they just don't have open season over here.
Just like, what are you doing? We do it like we do back in South Africa. Yeah, just shoot them.
Yeah, see, it's like if there's really a terror threat, Vinny, I shouldn't be able to walk across the border freely and just, you know, roam anywhere I want. That's what really irks me, because that's how I know there's no real terror threat from a real terrorist. It's a fabricated, orchestrated thing, because otherwise they'd totally have the border sealed off. Guarantee you right now I could probably go down to the border and just film people freely walking across it. As a matter of fact, when I was down in Mexico, 20 feet away from the guard booth, there was Mexicans belly crawling under a fence, and they were just basically watching them do it. Absolutely ludicrous.
It reminds me of this great image of a child. He's sitting at the edge of the sea, okay, and the tide's coming in, and he's got a single bucket, and he's trying to put up enough sand so that the tide won't wash over him, you know?
Absolutely. Vinny, we gotta get out of here. I'm going to a break. I appreciate you for coming on the show. Stop by anytime. You got a great show over there. Everyone check out his website, thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. It's on American Freedom Radio just before my show every single day.
And the Intel Hub is fabulous, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, Vinny. You have a good one.
See ya.